Welcome to Efyarim Yerushalmi, Shir is sponsored for the schus of the return of all the hostages and to end the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Begimel in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Achadasar, the 11th Perek, starring Halach Evov in the bottom of Daf Pebeis Amud Beis. Sog the Mishnah. Hazoyrik v'niska shaloi teitse miyodoy. Someone threw an item from Rishus HaYochet to Rishus HaRabim, and as it's in the air, he remembers, he realizes he did something wrong. And actually, teitzei miyodoy means immediately after he lifts his hand. Kol to acher, kol to kelev, or he throws it, but it never landed. Someone else caught it, or a dog caught it. Oy, and daf pegimel amud aleph, shenisrefo, it got burned, potter. Why? The second part is because there was never ha'anocha. There was never, the item never landed. Zog lasoyz chabura, he threw something in order to cause a wound. Bein be'odun bein be'im, it doesn't matter if he's doing it for another person or for an animal. V'nizka atshaloy nasas ha'chabur, and remember before it happened, potter. Zaklal, kol chayovi chatoy serev chayovi v'nshtet chilosom v'seifim shgog. The only time you're chayov, if the beginning and end of the maisa was done, b'shgog was done by mistake, then he has to bring korban chatos. But if in the middle was the shgog stopped, he's not chayov chatos. Chilosom shgog v'seifim zod, and he started with the shgog and ended b'mezi, meaning that he knows he did something wrong. Or tchilos of zodon v'sefer shgogo, he starts with zodon and then it becomes a shgogo. Pturim atche tchilos of v'sefer shgogo, and it's with the entire maise b'shgogo. So now it says the Gemara, kini masniso v'hizit. I mean, the Mishnah is talking about that once it fell, he threw the item, he remembered what he did, and he still wanted to do it b'mezit. He didn't regret what he did. He threw from Shusarach to Shusarabim, but he forgot it was Shabbos. As is in the air, he says, hey, it's Shabbos. You know what? I actually want to be Michal Shabbos. Why? Because if he doesn't want to do Michal Shabbos, if he regrets what he did, and then when he lands, he's not really interested in the landing, so then he still has a carpet. Why? Says the Gemara explains, Kasho, ilu yorachetz la roig boy sanefesh. Someone shoots an arrow to kill somebody. For Hitru boy, after he shoots the arrow, someone tells him, what are you doing? You're going to kill somebody. For Chazo boy, says, oy vey, I made a mistake. I want to change my mind for throwing the arrow. Shema klum hu. You want to tell me he did nothing? Of course not. Of course he did something. He threw an arrow to kill somebody. It's going to be chayav skilo. The fact that he regretted after he threw the arrow, it's too late. So here in our Mishnah, the same thing. If a person goes and does a melacha and shas b'shoygeg, and after he finished doing what he did, then he remembered and changed his mind, he wanted to come back, it's too late, already korban is mischayev. But in our case, we're talking about it was hizit. After he left his hand, he said, I actually want to do it b'mezit. So he's not shav midioso, he's not changing his mind based on his knowledge. The fact that he knows that it's Shabbos doesn't make him stop from doing the maise. So that's why he's not chayev a korban. So that's what it says, that's what you have to say, that our Mishnah is talking about, that he ended the Maisa b'mezit. What does it mean, shoygeg and mezit they're referring to? Shoygeg means he did not know the loisase, he did not know it's also to do it. And mezit means he didn't know it's also to do it. Rabbi Shuman Levi Omar, b'shoygeg b'ikoris, uv'mezit b'ikoris. Even if he knew that he's not allowed to do it, but he did not know that there's a chorus on it. So he did the maise, knowing he's not allowed to do it, but now knowing that he's chayav koris, that's called shoygeg. And maise means they didn't know the koris. Tani, Rav Shir, Mayoichim, Seyel, Rav Shir, Levi, Rav Shir, brings a right to Rav Shir, Levi, that shoygeg by koris only is considered to be a shoygeg, because it says, es Hashem hu migadef v'nichreso. And right before that it says, lo'oise b'shgogo. So you connect b'shgogo to v'nichrusa to tell you even a shoygeg by koris, it's considered to be as a shoygeg. Says the Gemara, Agat Zechon. So think to yourself, look what happens according to this. And we're using here the gius of Reb Chaim. Afilu meizi b'lav v'shogeg b'koris. Someone who knows you're not allowed to do something, but doesn't know the koris. Mastrim bo v'loike u'mevi korbon. So if they came in, they gave him a warning. They said, you should know, you're not allowed to do it. And he still went and did it, because he knows you're not allowed to do it. He got a straw. He will get malchus for it. But he will bring korban on the koris. So according to what you're saying, that a shoygeg by koris is considered to be a shoygeg regarding the korban, so it will happen a very funny situation where a person gets malchus, which usually get it only b'mezit, and now you will get on the fact that he was oyver the lav, oyver the loisaseh, but he will bring a korban on the fact that he did not know that he gets a koris. Says the Gemara of Obi Shabbi Yochanan, indeed said such a thing. Ha-mezid b'cheilev v'shoygeg b'chatos. Meaning he knew he's not allowed to eat chalev, but he did not know that someone who eats chalev brings a chatos if he ate it by mistake. Matrim bo veloike, so he gets a malchus for the fact that he transgressed the law, maybe korban for the fact he did not know there's a korban chatos. Says the Gemara, Tani ain't misaskim loy bechalovim veloy barayas. Meaning, what does it mean you're not misaskim? There's no ptur of misasik by chalev and arayas. And the Gemara explains more. Hamisasek b'shabes potur. Someone who does a melacha of misasek, meaning he didn't intend to do the melacha. He does a melacha, but he did it by mistake without any intention. If he did it on Shabbos, he's potur. Bechalovim v'ayayos, meaning eating chalif, eating something osur, or doing a maisa of erva, is chayav. Hey Chavido, what's exactly the case, explains the Gemara? Amar reani koitze chatzi gergeris, v'kotze kigergeris. He's intending to cut off a half a fig from the tree. But he ended up cutting a full fig. So half a fig, you're not chayav, because it's not a full shear. But he did cut off a full shear. He's potter because he's bisasik. He didn't intend to cut it. But arei ani oichil chatzi zayis. He says, I want to eat half a zayis of chaylev for ochel kazayis, but he ate a full kazayis. He's chayav. Arei ani mischam bo. He says, I'm just going to heat myself up with the erva. I'm going to lay down next to him. I'm not going to do my servo. For erva, but he came out to do a bihilo chayav. Why in these cases chayav? So here is we have a little bit of a kiss for Shamayim for the loim de dafyoim yibavli in Yerushalmi. Because this is the same sugyo of the dafyoim yibavli today, Sanhedrin daf samich beis, is the sugyo of this Yerushalmi here, Shabbos daf pegimel. And the Bavli explains in Sanhedrin daf samich beis, sheken nehenok, because he's enjoying. When someone enjoys, so then you can't say he has no kavana. So even though he doesn't have an intention in his mind to do it, but if Lamaisa he enjoys, so on that he's chayov for the fact that he enjoyed, even though he had no intention. And the Achronim go on to explain the reason for it, the idea that enjoyment in itself is the purpose of the Isser. So someone who has no intention but has enjoyment, he's chayov on that for the fact that he enjoyed. But in Shabbos he had no enjoyment, it's not a hano, it just does a melacha. So you must have meleches machsheves, you have to have an intention, and therefore misasaki is butter. And by this we end the 11th parak of Maseches Shabbos, Hadron Aloch Perak HaZorik, Hadron Aloch Perak HaZorik Be'ezer Hashem, starting immediately the 12th parak of Maseches Shabbos. HaBoyne. The next melech we're talking about is Boyne, someone who builds. Kama Yivne V'yechayav, how much you build and you'll be chayav in Shabbos. HaBoyne Koshu, even the smallest amount is considered to be a binyan. Hamesates is someone who chisels stones and make it squared off. Continues the Mishnah Pegimah with base. Ve'amake b'patish, someone who ends a melacha. Any ending of melacha is called make b'patish, but the reason it's included with the boynis, says Reb Chaim, because the shear is equal. So someone who concludes, he has the last hitting on the vessel that he creates, that last hitting is kosher, even the smallest amount is chayav. Uvi ma'atzad, ma'atzad is a hatchet. So he hits either with a hammer or a hatchet, hakridach koshu, or he makes a small hole, he drills something, and all these cases is chayav. Zaklal koloise melocha melachto biskeres b'shabes chayav. Someone does a melocha which remains, which is a permanent melocha, he's chayav. Shumin galiloi me'afamake bekurnus alasadon b'shas melocha chayav. Meaning someone who hits with his hammer on the anvil. What is that talking about? It explains Reb Chaim, is really what Rashi brings in the Bavli, is when a person was hitting and preparing his kli, they used to, during that time, hit a little bit on the surface, on the metal surface where they're preparing the kli. So he used to hit on the surface, hit on the kli. Hit on the surface, hit on the kli, is to train himself and to do the exact hitting in the right way. So someone who does that, according to Shimon Gamliel, is considered to be a part of the melacha. Chayav b'nishu kemetaken melacha. He's preparing himself to do the melacha in the right way. So the Gemara, boy nekami yivne v'yechayav. Ma binyan her b'mishkan. Which binyan do you have in the Mishkan? Says the Gemara, shayu noistim kroshim al gabi adonim. They put the beams into the adonim. These are the receptacles, the war, in the bottom, on the ground, where they put in the kroshim of the Mishkan. Says the Gemara, v'loy l'shoy. So wasn't that a temporary binyan? Was only because the Mishkan was going from place to place. So that's the Gemara, what we saw before already a few times. Because they traveled based on the Dibur, I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them when to travel, as if they were there for permanently. Because Kosh Boru told them they're going to Eretz Yisrael, so they knew for sure it's not a permanent chenoyo encampment. Kimishu, the Gius of Chaim is Kimishu Lishos. It's a temporary. It's always going to be temporary. So that should not. Why is that considered to be a binyan? And the Gemara Leil answered, you see from here, the binyan Lishos is a binyan. Even a temporary binyan is also a binyan. Says the Gemara Ado Amro Afilu Minatzat. You see from here that buildings even from the side mean now one on top of another, because the way they did the crush of the Mishkan was one next to each other. Ado Amro Afilu Nosol Gabei Dover Acher. Even if the item you're doing is putting on something else, like here, because the crushing were in the Adonim and not directly in the ground. Ado Amro Binyan Gabei Kelim Binyan. You see from here also they are not only building on something else, even building on vessels like the Adonim is considered to be a binyan, and even though it has nothing to do with the ground. Says the Gemara, no, that's not the last thing. Is not a point. Adonim kekarkeh, and don't have a din like the ground. So it's considered to be like he's putting it in the ground. So the Gemara Tani echad mevi yaseven vechad mevi yasatit. One brings the brick and one brings the teat, which is the mortar. Hamevi yasatit chayav. The one who brought the teat, the mortar is chayav, because just placing a brick without any mortar is he didn't really do any binyan. They're both a chayav. Why are they both chayav? Because he holds that putting a brick on its own, it's also a chayav. So binyan, as the word explains, he holds a brick with no teeth, with no mortar, is ready to be a binyan. Everybody agrees, if the mortar was placed there first, and then he put a brick, everybody agrees it's chayav. Even Rabbanan agree that here, he is creating something. He's putting a brick on top of mortar, and it sticks. When the builder finishes the building of the wall, and on the last row on top he puts a stone with no mortar, chayav. He's chayav. Then he is chayav. Let me nitzucha. Where's the chiddush according to Rabbanan? According to Rabbanan, they usually need mortar. That's only when you're starting to build. Once you finish the whole thing, you're putting the last row. Then you don't need the mortar. Dapin is type of planks that you do to put between the beams. Vahend of it safion is you put it in the corners of the house. That's the corner house. Chayim shubon, it's all chayim shubon. Hand the nokar keeping, he drills in the stone, or kapin according to Rab Chaim, that's wood, or amudim, which is wooden beams. Rechaim, according to this gear here, rechaim means talk about millstone. He makes a hole in that. Or according to Abchaim's gear, so is the chayin mikto, pispes mikto. He's cutting into beams, or he's cutting into stone. Kulum chayim shumisat is all part of chiseling that we mentioned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yerushalayim Rav says, a markiv mito shel gilo chayim shum boine. Mito shel gilo is the bed that the copper craftsman uses, and it's made of small pieces, and he builds up the bed wherever he goes to. One who builds that on Shabbos is considered to be boine. That's not building. It's like putting a brick on top of another brick, and you're not connecting it together. So that's not considered to be a boine. Rav Nuno Oyrili Reshkaluso, he gave a reward to Reshkaluso. You have a table made out of prokim of pieces. He can dismantle it on Shabbos. He didn't say it on his own, Rav Nuno. But Rav Chuno, they agreed with him with this psak. Anyone who gives a heter, this heter, he didn't learn, he didn't do shimush chachamim, he doesn't know the halacha. Says the Gemara, Amav Shami, Mando Hoyrele, Kav Shim Gamliel Hoyrele. That's Rav Shim Gamliel Shito. Tetani, as we learned, Levochim Shebesfino Vishabariso, planking of a ship or of a crib, Vinakliti Amito, or the poles of the bed, Viregula Shulchon, or the table leg, Fiyada Sokin, or the handle of a knife, Shepirshu, if they were removed on Shabbos, Arizal Yachs, don't return it. Im Hirzir, Arizal Potter. If you put it back, he's Potter. It's not Chayev, he didn't do any Malacha, he's Potter. Vim Toka, but if he stuck it strongly, Harezal Chayev. Then it is considered to be a building. Shem Gamliel says, if it's not stuck very much, not only that if he took it out, if it fell and he put it back, he's Potter, but he's allowed to do it lechatrilo. So the one who allowed to dismantle his tables made out of pieces, he went with the sheet of Shem Gamliel. Continues the Gemara Pedal Damdav, Tani. It's a Tosefta Maseches Kelim, using the Gius of Rav Chaim, Kuvuim Chibur Letumo V'Lazoyo. Referring to the list we mentioned before, you know, the pieces, the planks of the boat, of the crib, the poles of the bed. If they're connected with nails, they're completely attached. So they have a din of tumin hazayah. Tumin, one piece of it gets tumin, the whole thing gets tumin. If you do hazayah and throw, you sprinkle the hazayah on it, it will make the whole thing tahar. Tkuim, if they're stuck together but without nails, chibul tumah v'nei chibul hazayah. So the churma will make it considered to be one for tumah. But for hazayah to say that when you sprinkle one part is going to be good for the other, we don't say that. Ha noitlim v'hanoisim, the one you can take out in and out easily. And chibul tumah lo hazayah, it's not going to be connected at all, not for tumah, not for hazayah. So we see over there that even though it's stuck, if you don't have nails, it's not going to be one. For ochatam rachin, by us we learned that in Shabbos, if you stick it in, you're chayv chatos, so it's considered to be one by sticking in, or you need the nails. Says the Gemara, tamon darkon lekaveya. There, the normal way is to put nails over there. Lekava inam chibur. If you didn't connect it, it's not connected. Meaning, like, I'll be tumor, I need to have the way you do a kli. As long as you didn't finish the kli, it's not considered to be connected for tumor purposes. But here in Shabbos, ki osom hi gemar melachton. So explains Reb Chaim, the Gemara says over here, the reason you're chayv is not because of boinyan, as we understood till now. He didn't finish the binyan yet, but it's because of makib apatish. You finish the gemar of this kli, you still have to put nails in it, but because he wants to use it this way, the way it is right now, without the nails, so for him it's a makib apatish. He finished the melacha for now. It's still not a chibur for tumah, it's not a one kli for tumah, because you still have to usually put nails in it. But for regarding Shabbos, this is considered to be makib apatish by sticking it hard because he wants to use it this way. With this we end Yushami Shabbos Daf Pi Gimel.